Update, 9:30 p.m. The Sea to Sky Highway is fully open in both directions now, Drive BC reports. Update, 5:10 p.m. One person was transported to hospital in serious condition today as a result of the crash on the highway near Squamish this afternoon. A media spokesperson for BC Emergency Health Services said the service received a call about the crash and patient at approximately 2 p.m. today. Two ground ambulances and one air ambulance were dispatched. RCMP told the Squamish chief that this was a speed-related collision and that two vehicles were involved. The RCMP's Integrated Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Service, ICARS, team remains on the scene doing their examination. The highway has been rerouted around the collision and currently open, police said. Update, 4:45 p.m. Drive BC says that single-lane alternating traffic is moving now on the Sea to Sky Highway between the Mamquam Forest Service Road and the Stawamis Chief parking lot after a vehicle incident earlier this afternoon. Drivers are advised to pass with caution and expect continued delays. Original story. If you don't have to head south from Squamish or north to the community, you might want to delay your travel. The Sea to Sky Highway near the Stawamis Chief is shut in both directions. At about 2:30 p.m. on Good Friday, March 29, Drive BC posted to X that a vehicle incident has closed Highway 99 in both directions south of Squamish at the Stawamis Chief parking lot. Crews en route. Drive with caution in the area and expect major delays, the post says. Other social media reports are that it is due to a multi-vehicle collision and that an air ambulance had landed, but that has not been confirmed by authorities. Squamish local, Johanna Proudfoot, messaged the Squamish chief saying the vehicle she is in is stuck in the northbound lane about 2 kilometers south of Shannon Falls. Nowhere close to the front of the line. Air ambulance flew south at 3:18, page M. I've been stopped since 2:52, page M. People out of cars. Evidently the stopped traffic is well south of Morin Park at this time, she wrote around 3:30 p.m. on Friday. The Squamish chief has reached out to the Squamish RCMP for more information and will update this story if and when we hear back. **We are updating this story as we learn more.